ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At least Jim has an excuse for his hairy tongue. It was his birthday. And he celebrated with Mrs. Vodka. 6 minutes after the hour.
Yikes.
Happy Monday, everybody. Happy birthday, Jim Ward.
Thank you.
StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can email us all there. Executive producer, Chris LaVoy, voice deity, Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller. Yeah, I was a little fumbly with the throat of Jackie Schechter due to the fact that I was out drinking with Jackie Schechter
right.
And a bunch of other friends.
And she gets up at midnight.
Yeah, that's she has like Spider-Woman blood. I don't know what's Spider-Man blood, something.
What?
Anyway, my point is
Spider-Chick.
Yeah, right? Totally. I know you're wondering why am I wearing this? Well, I'm in training. This is my bike out also because the guy that owns the show can now start selling every square inch of me.
Like NASCAR.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I started training yesterday. I'm going on a bike trip to Italy in like 6 weeks, and so check me out. There you go. Someone asked me, they said, oh, training, you mean you're not drinking anymore? I'm like, oh, no, I'm just training to drink Italian wine now.
Yes.
I'm just, instead of
drinking California wine. You've
already gone through,
drank your way through France.
Yes. So, yes, some training. Okay. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, here's the other thing I realized that I'm obsessing about at night now is Mitt Romney says. Is that how big a loser political geek am I? That's what keeps me up at night? Because I did not sleep last night. I keep obsessing about the latest lie he told. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
In the meantime, we have a big show today. Rude Pundit coming up. Bottom of the hour. Eric Bollard from Media Matters to co-host Right Wing World. And then, in that chair right over there, for part of hour two and all of hour three, comedian extraordinaire Carol Leifer, live
wow.
in studio.
Cool.
Nominated for, I think, another Emmy for writing
Modern
for
Family.
Modern Family. Yeah, she's already been nominated for, she was the original Seinfeld writer. She is hilarious.
She also wrote All Right Already.
Yes, which I had a brief role in. Whenever Carol Leifer gets a new show, I get a little bit part.
That was on the WB.
There you go. Would you like me to reenact my line?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. I got to get the character. Bone King? That was it.
That was your
that
line.
That was my line. Yep.
And the WB doesn't exist anymore, so might I say that your appearance on All Right Already...
Is that the second network I've killed?
It killed the network.
I killed Oxygen,
yes.
Oprah's first network, and then I have nothing to do with OWN. All I'm saying, that seems to be dying on its own. I don't know what's happening. I didn't have
Current's
anything to do with it.
Current's not dead yet.
No! Current is alive! It's alive! We're doing very well.
Live!
Yes. Hmm. All right. I had a great weekend. I'm actually, I was telling you, I don't know why I'm happy these days. I don't know. It's very startling. I seem to be enjoying my single elderly shut-in loserdom. And I have options. Rick writes, Steph, you make me legally pregnant for a few minutes every time I see your picture.
Hmm.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
You have a good opportunity for a rebound to the other team. All right, Rick, hoping, waiting, impregnating me in
yeah.
his mind.
If a rebound hasn't happened by now, it ain't going to happen.
It might have lost its elasticity.
Yeah. Nothing
All
but
right.
air.
Yeah.
Guess, but speaking of handsome romantic man, guess who I got a letter from President Obama.
Yeah, because you threw a bunch of money at him.
Well. Actually, he says here, I know your contribution wasn't about me. Actually, you're right. It was about Pink. It's
yeah.
about Pink because she's playing at the fundraiser.
You know, Pink.
Because I'm going to get fancy and dancy. Mm. Both.
Don't ever say that again.
Yeah. So I should write a message and say, you're right, my contribution was not about you. It was kind of, but mostly about Pink. Dear Stephanie, he wrote, could I have the president writing me a letter, some music? Dear Stephanie.
Okay.
See what I did? I'm very clever there. I blacked out my address because you told me people can freeze the TV screen.
Of course they can. I can't believe you didn't know that before.
I might not be a single elderly shut-in. I might have half the country living at my house. Should I hold this up and, did my own redacting, and I was drunk.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Okay. Dear Stephanie, we don't wait to see how history will answer the great questions of our day. We write the answers ourselves. That's why I'm so grateful you're in. I'm in.
Good.
That you began writing your answer with your generous contribution to the Obama Victory Fund. I know that your contribution wasn't about me. That's right.
It was about Pink.
Pink. Thank you for being in with me. Sincerely, President Barack Obama. Why, you're welcome, handsome romantic president.
I'm sure he wrote that himself.
Yes.
Oh,
like
sure,
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for giving up your expensive bike trip to Italy in favor of supporting my campaign.
See, here's what we have to be careful of, though. He's way ahead of Obama in fundraising, but those super PACs, thank you, Citizens United, they're probably going to have way more in super PACs. They have more nutty billionaires, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to, it's going to make the whole election process even more cattywampus than it is. Because Obama has super PACs, but it's like this disingenuous thing like unions have as much money as corporations. Yeah, it's sure. just bull.
There. It's bull pucky.
Yeah, exactly. All right. David Axelrod tweets, love them. Almost as much as my Eric Bowler tweets. Under Romney, Massachusetts plunged from 36 to 47 in job creation. Paul Ryan on Fox calls that record impressive. Guess someone wants that VP nod.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw the Budget Munster on Meet the Press.
Yeah.
He's very shiny.
He is. A little powder would do.
He's very shiny, yeah. Very eager. Seems like he could be sane, but then he's really not. His proposed budget proposals make no sense. And Mitt Romney, as you know, thinks it's marvelous.
It's marvelous. It's really a marvelous idea.
It's marvelous.
Putting a lot of people out of work. You're my guy.
All right. Here's what keeps me up at night, being the political geek that I am, that Mitt Romney is just, he's a lying liar, is all I'm saying.
You're a lying sack of crap. You're a lying
bad
sack
liar.
Of crap.
Well,
you're a lying, scheming, stinky, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Well, you sit on a throne of lies.
And we know what he's wearing. Don't say it. Magic under. Okay. My point is, I think Plumline started talking about this. A key Romney argument crashes and burns. Mitt Romney has settled on a key counter-argument in the battle over his Bain years. His Bain restructurings at bottom are really no different than what Obama did to rescue the auto industry.
What?
That made my head revolve like 16 times. I was like, what? No, they're not at all alike, and you were against the auto rescue. The argument rests on a comical rewriting of the history of the auto bailout and an equally absurd series of shifting assertions about his Bain years. Here's one key conclusion. Romney appears to be saying it's okay to count jobs created after he left Bain. It's not okay to count jobs lost after he left Bain.
Oh,
not
wow.
Only,
completely
different. Not yes. only is his claim of creating 100,000 jobs at Bain untenable, but also his assertion that 100,000 jobs have been lost in the auto industry on the president's watch does not add up.
Wow.
So he's trying to say, oh, no, I created jobs. The president lost jobs. With the auto rescue. What? No matter how you slice it, jobs overall have grown substantially in the auto industry under Obama. Bain execs made millions off their turnaround deals. Obama didn't. I mean, it's the whole
wow,
the whole thing is such a bad
it's a lie. It's a big old lie.
Right. I mean, how many times can we say it? What was the thing he said a couple days ago? Well, just a few businesses went bankrupt. I mean, I get that wasn't the sole point, but the point was not job creation. The point was to enrich Bain.
Right.
That was the point. So,
and this is the guy
very
who,
few people at Bain relative to the amount of jobs that were lost.
And this is the guy who wrote an editorial saying, let Detroit die.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And, what?
Right.
Really?
When he's saying a managed bankruptcy, which how many times can we say it was not possible? There was no credit at that time. Anybody knows that. You know.
Yeah, anybody who tried to get a house knows that.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, I lied.
But anyway, the whole Bain thing, it just makes me crazy because it's like, yes, but you keep casting this record as job creation.
Yeah.
As, you know, someone else at Bain said, that's not what we did. Job creation is not what we did. I mean, I get that he didn't bankrupt every company. I get it. That some but you go, that wasn't the point is he's basing his whole expertise in creating jobs on.
The point was a handful of rich guys making themselves even richer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yes, exactly.
At the expense of a whole mess of people losing their jobs.
Thank you. Oh, speaking of which,
isn't that marvelous?
You know who can join him on the
Wheel of Right-Wing Hypocrites?
Meet Joe Ricketts. Okay.
So. Oh, yeah. This fella.
He's the Romney billionaire.
Yeah.
He has millions to smear Obama. He demands massive taxpayer subsidy for his baseball stadium.
Huh.
See how that works when it's his government handout?
Right.
Yeah, it's okay. He was the right-wing billionaire, founder of TD Ameritrade, owner of the Cubs, soliciting multi-million-dollar ad proposals to attack President Obama. I love that he says, first they, did the trial balloon with the Reverend Wright thing, and then everyone, it imploded. So they put out a statement saying, this reflects an approach to politics Mr. Ricketts rejects, and blah, 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 blah. Except that he'd already given preliminary approval
right.
to this ad until it blew up. And then he's like,
I
am shocked that there was race baiting going on around here.
That was a Mr. Crickets.
Yes. What the hell? Who is that?
Who let him in here?
Anyway, so his spokesman confirmed his intention to spend money attacking Obama through an organization he controls called Ending Spending Political Action Fund. That sounds fancy.
Yeah.
One area, however, Wicks is much more open to government spending, seeking a massive government subsidy for the Chicago Cubs to renovate Wrigley Field. Isn't that something?
Huh.
Isn't that somewhat
That's
startling?
That's a different kind of government spending entirely.
Yes.
It's not. No, it doesn't count.
So Joe Ricketts and his family not only want a $150 million subsidy directly from taxpayers, but also a large chunk of tax revenue from the city in perpetuity.
In perpetuity, no less.
About that, not often I use that word.
No.
That means forever.
And it's not often you pronounce it correctly.
Right?
In perpetuity.
What the hell's happening this morning?
Baseball people seem to want a lot of money from the government. Did you see that other story I sent you? Curt Schilling of the Red Sox?
Oh, Mr. Republican small government. That guy.
Holy cow.
Those right-wing scratchers. All right. 70, we'll get to that. Sir. I'll get to him in a minute.
Did that just chap your ass?
No.
Just you wait.
17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Time. You can't touch this. You don't sound the bell. School is in.
I don't want to touch that.
Please touch it. Touch it.
Touch it.
Get your face up in there. 23 minutes
Why
after
did I
the hour.
No.
What? Okay. Yes. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. The Rude Pundit coming up after the bottom of the hour here. Yeah, there is a new Obama ad out. Just we were talking about the Bain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They zero in on American pad and paper. In Indiana, also known as AMPAD. So they bought and closed the products plant, ultimately costing 250 workers their jobs.
Right.
You know, they did the last one they featured was
the steel mill.
Right. The ad says Romney and his partners multiplied their investment in the office products plant by 20 times while the company went on to lose some 1,500 jobs and went bankrupt by 2,000. Former AMPAD worker Randy Johnson calls Romney's performance just the opposite of Robin Hood. So my point is it's not that there weren't companies that did okay and did grow jobs. But that wasn't
just
the point.
You're jealous of their success. That's
mostly,
you
make more money for Bain by getting rid of jobs. You
right.
cut costs,
yep.
and that's how you... I mean, the point was to make money for Bain, period. That was saying why he's just... I don't... Oh, by the way, did you see Cory Booker on Meet the Press? What was that all about?
I don't know.
I love Cory Booker. He once he cured Jim's ectomic pregnancy. He is
he's now having to run into that burning building and rescue his reputation.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. I was watching it live. I was like,
him nauseous. All these attacks on Bain Capital.
I know. Well, not he said on both sides. He said attacks on Reverend Wright or on. But I'm like, I don't. Bain Capital is fair game.
Yes, right.
Romney is running on it. I totally disagree with him. I love him.
He walked it back a little bit on YouTube yesterday. A little bit.
What did he say?
He said that all sides are making him nauseous, and it's not just Bain.
But Romney is running on it. Something is fair game if you're running on it, and. I mean, look at the case the Republican candidates made during the primary about it. I think people...
We stop the negativity. Why can't we all just get along
please.
And be nice?
Why can't we just disarm? I'm sure they will. They're always so helpful. But that's the thing. It just makes me crazy because anyone that... You can recognize what... Who said it best? Rick Perry, who never said anything best. It's vulture capitalism, because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's not... And then people go, you just hate capitalism. Oh, we shouldn't be...
No!
I mean, Cory Booker...
You're a capitalist, Stephanie.
Thank you. And Cory Booker said, I'm not going to say I sit here and say I'm against private equity. No one's saying we're against private equity. No one's saying we're against capital. It's the kind that Mitt Romney practiced that is,
unethical.
Yeah.
Making money by Americans losing their
jobs. Right, it's quite un-American.
Right. Downsizing, you know, outsourcing jobs, piling debt on the company. I mean, the thing is, when right-wingers call here, I'm sitting in a company right here that is owned by Bain Capital. I know what I'm talking about, right, Chris?
You're just jealous of their success.
That's, we know a lot of people success, that were fired. Clearly. They came into Clear Channel and they, you know, piled on the debt, fired a bunch of people.
Right. A bunch of my friends
went into the memory hole.
Thank you. They were wished into a cornfield.
Absolutely.
We still don't know where. We didn't know there were cornfields in L.A.
There used to be.
All right.
Balboa Park.
Yeah. Here's yet another. Okay. That we were talking about.
Right-wing hypocrites.
Baseball edition.
Part two.
Yes. Yeah, so not only is what's his name,
Ricketts.
Mr. Ricketts.
Mr. Ricketts.
Isn't that
who should be played by Don Knotts?
Don Knotts, obviously. Yeah.
He was the third member of the Apple Dumpling Gang.
He's the Mitt Romney billionaire that was going to run the smear ad. So, yeah, he's asking for tons of government money for Wrigley Field because he owns the Cubs. Unbelievable.
But we want to cut government spending.
Red Sox Curt Schilling, a small government advocate, asked Rhode Island for money to save his failing business. That's so weird how they have such a double standard on the government handout.
That's right.
Just don't give money to blah people. You know,
his startup,
you know what I mean.
That's what they mean.
The blah.
No blah.
By which I mean vampires. Blah.
Yes, money should only be given to rich people, because of course that makes total sense.
His video game company, 38 Studios, missed a $1.1 million payment to the state of Rhode Island on May 1st. Schilling was forced to ask for more public assistance this week. Boston Globe columnist writes, Schilling spent no small amount of time in his career preaching the Republican mantra of smaller government and personal responsibility. He did this fresh off the historic Red Sox World Series win when he backed George W. Bush in 2004.
Absolutely.
He did it on the stump on behalf of John McCain in 2008. Smaller government? Call me crazy, but I'm betting that wasn't exactly what Schilling was extolling when he sat behind closed doors on Wednesday, pleading with the members of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation to put more public money behind his fantasy video game venture.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I mean, really. Doesn't it just... It boils your blood.
It chaps your ass.
Right? For instance, 2 weeks after endorsing Romney, Gingrich is no longer mad that Bain killed jobs. No, it's fine, frankly.
Frankly, I've changed my mind. Frankly,
it's not just Romney. The entire field has had to flip-flop now. Oh, no, we always said we loved Mitt Romney. We always said his kind of capitalism is best.
Wow.
Didn't we always say that? Sure we did. During the Republican primary, Gingrich attacked Mitt Romney's record at Bain as one of his primary focuses. Remember that?
Yeah.
Those of us who believe in free market... let's guess the quote. Because it could have been any of them, but... Those of us who believe in free markets and those of us who believe in the fact that the whole goal of investment is entrepreneurship and job creation, we find it pretty hard to justify rich people figuring out clever legal ways to loot a company, leaving behind 1,700 families without a job. You have to raise some questions when somebody comes in, takes over a company, then drains off its money and walks off, leaving people behind on unemployment. Who said that?
Karl Marx.
Could have been any of them, but no, it was Newt Gingrich.
Huh. That seems a tad hypocritical.
Wow. Don't it, though? Don't it? All right. See, this is how I get rid of my insomnia. I get it all out of my system now. That's what kept me up all night. 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
That was someone I met from class.
Stephanie Miller.
Ooh, that's way too fancy a name for her. Her name should be Thud or Oof.
That might be a Romney. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Oh, I know lots of the TV fans want to know what I'm eating. Balls. Again, it's turkey meatballs. They were asking what kind of balls are those in their turkey.
I may have to steal one of your balls.
Please, be my guest.
Oh, my God.
Will you share back? 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Well, you know why we're being rude, because it's Monday.
Lee Poppet, the rude pundit. Pundit.
Good morning, Papa.
Good morning. So Jim is hungry for balls.
Yes.
So, Fine way to start.
Yeah. Yes. Hello. Good morning, Rude.
That might be the first and last time you ever hear something like that.
I knew you would have something to say about the new census data, and you, as you post, oh, no, whatever will happen if all the white peoples are gone?
Whatever will we do?
Whatever will we do? Non-white births now outpacing white births for the first time in history. And oddly, Pat Buchanan had something to say about it, didn't he?
He did. Wow. He was, he thought that this is the death knell of the Republican Party, which means he's pretty much saying, yeah, we're just a party of white people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, because of racist holes like him.
Right, right.
I know. I love
don't want to invite anybody else to their party.
Yeah. He said, as you quote him, white America is a dying tribe. He said the Republican Party has, quote, probably ensured its impending departure from history, but because of Republicans like him, right?
Yeah, and the other fun part of it is he says that Republicans have actually been too kind about policies on immigration.
Oh.
And so because of how nice they've been, obviously Hispanics won't join them because they've essentially given in to Democrats on everything.
Oh, I see. So we could have kept more of the brown ones out. They would have been in better shape politically, is what he's saying.
That's it. That's it. I'm pretty sure that if all of those white people hadn't brought slaves in, then he wouldn't have had this problem.
They should thank us for the free boat ride.
Yeah, if they'd be a little more grateful about the free boat ride.
In the morning, in the evening.
It was a cruise, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
steerage class was really bad back then.
And shockingly, as you say, across the nation, the number of white supremacist and militia groups is rising quickly, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And you say, of course, the election of the first black president pretty much pressed the accelerator on such a boom in hate back in 2008. I mean, just in case we were thinking it was our imagination that we suddenly became a more racist country, I guess there was a, you know, connection, as they say.
Yeah, between that and the jump in gun sales, yeah, I'm sure there's no racial element to that at all. And then we have the, you know, in Florida and in Minnesota, Arizona, all of these white supremacists either getting arrested or committing crimes. And it's, the domestic terrorism front has been far more active than the Islamic terrorist front in actually doing something without the FBI giving them the means to do it.
Yep. Well, I mean, and that leads to your, how do we say, the re-N-wording of Barack Obama 2012 version, because you almost can't believe it, but as you say, enter the Reverend Wright, you say, yes, that's right, time to drag out the angry black preacher and tell everyone that John McCain was too much of a see to say, how can you trust an N-word who hangs out with N-words like this? I mean, that's exactly the play, right?
Right, it is. That and they're trying to they need to make him into that because it's a way of sowing that unease that people can't quite name. That was one of the fascinating things in that Ricketts document, that Ricketts plan for the right ad.
That sounds so funny.
Well, because it's the disease. The Republican Party has Ricketts.
The Republican plan does not get enough vitamin C.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, so that this is all about trying to bring out an unease with the president that people can't quite name. They like him, sure, but they just don't feel right about him in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I love this. Here is Reince Priebus, the RNC chair.
You know how it works? It's the Democrats and Barack Obama that want the story out there.
About
he
right.
wants this story to play out in the media because for every day that David Axelrod and this president don't have to talk about their broken promises when it comes to jobs, the debt, and the deficit, and the more time they can spend talking about hypotheticals that may or may not come true, is a day that they want to win on. So, look, this president's got a bigger problem. And his problem is, no matter what he puts out there, no matter what distractions he puts out there, he can't change the truth and escape the reality of where we are in this American economy. And it's no good.
Wow, so he put it out there. So this is essentially, why are you hitting yourself, N-word? Why are you hitting yourself?
That's right.
Oh, I see President Obama put the Reverend Wright story out there. Is that
I'm sure the nooses are going to start showing up at Democratic headquarters as mandated decorations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's stupid. You know, Rich Penis or whatever his name is.
Yes, Rince Penis.
He's just... This is exactly what they did during the Swift boat thing back in 2004.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The John McCain, you know, came out against it, said it was wrong, said he believes Kerry. Did it stop anything? No, it didn't. And that means that they're winking at them at the same time.
By the way, David Axelrod on this subject yesterday as
well. We wish that Governor Romney would stand up as strongly and as resolutely, consistently to refute these kinds of things on his side. Instead, he's amplified them in the past, and he's put logs on that fire, and that's not leadership.
Doesn't this whole thing smell to you, Rude, the rickets thing.
The rickets plan.
You know, they put out this right ad, and of course, because it's a super PAC, here we go. Romney can say, you know, oh my God, you know, when they put it out as a trial balloon and it thuds, then he can go, oh, I am outraged and I condemn this, and now he gets to look like the good guy, and they already got it out there again, right?
Right, and he and even in trying to look like the good guy, you know, what did he say? That's stupid. They brought up how he said something about Reverend Wright earlier, and didn't he say that great line? Well, I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, oh, is that what I said? Not that.
Yeah, that's Mitt Romney right there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Putting logs on a fire is the most manual labor that man has had in his whole life.
Well, and, you know, let's talk about Bain for a minute. I don't know if you heard before the break, we were talking about, I couldn't believe Cory Booker said, oh, Bain's not fair game on Meet the Press yesterday, because I think it absolutely is fair game. When it's the subject of the entire Republican primary and Mitt Romney is running on it, how is that not fair game?
Oh, totally. Of course it is. If he's going to say, hey, this is where my job creation record lays, then that's absolutely where the battle has to be fought. How can it not be? I love, by the way, the hostage video that he had to put out later, saying, you know, when he backtracked on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked like Axelrod was standing off to the side there with
yeah,
some kind of weapon or something. You
no,
know?
I mean, I love Cory Booker, but that I just think I just disagree. And I thought it was interesting. We were talking about Gingrich, of course. Like I was saying, not only has Mitt Romney had to be a flip flop, the entire Republican field is flip flop now on everything they said about him, including Gingrich, who was so vocal about Bain Capital. But I love this. It says the piece on it in Think Progress says Gingrich didn't exactly recant, but acknowledged the ineffectiveness of the attack he used on Romney. But you know why? Because it was a Republican primary. He was widely condemned by fellow Republicans and eventually backed off because, remember, they were like, oh, don't. You can't.
Yeah. But right. And that's again, that's a wonderful recantation. It's not, well, as you say, not a recantation. Just saying, oh, look, man, I tried, and that crap just bounced right off it.
It doesn't play in a Republican primary, but I think among the general electorate, it does, don't you?
Oh, totally, totally. I think that ad the Obama campaign put out last week, which again, let's note, was put out by the Obama campaign, not by its super PAC, going directly at Romney's
right.
Bain Capital record. Was really effective and I think is an effective line of argument. And that's why they have to keep going back to Wright, because at the end of the day, the only place that Romney can actually claim job creation is at Bain. He can't really claim it elsewhere, because even as he himself said, he was not involved in the day-to-day running of the investments. He was actually just the guy who moved the money and brought in people to help move the money at Bain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and so yesterday Gingrich says, you want me to be mad because in one company somewhere, Romney may have in fact been involved in someone losing their job. Don't you love that? Now it's one company
right.
where one guy
yeah.
lost their job?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
John,
well,
it's just
while,
one little company, not the thousands of people.
While the president has been involved in millions of people losing their jobs, excuse me, we've been gaining jobs every... I mean, it's incredible, but, you know...
It's the Bush that dare not speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Be spoken of.
His
not
predecessor.
Of
yes, Obama's predecessor.
Obama's predecessor, yes. We dare not speak of that Bush. We have Brazilianed our American history.
By the way, in contrast, speaking of real leadership, I don't know if you saw this. I thought this was huge, the NAACP endorsing marriage equality.
That was huge.
I mean,
no,
this is
absolutely.
The other play they were going to try to run, right? The you know, memo got out there, we're going to try to divide blacks and gays, and I think the
right.
president showed real leadership, and that's huge. And I think, obviously, they're showing support among blacks for marriage equality going up since the president's statement, right?
Oh, totally. I mean, now there's such cover for being for members of the black community, and by that I mean members of different churches that have been opposing it. There's cover for them now, politically and even socially, to support gay marriage.
Well, and I thought that what they said was important. They said, we have and will oppose efforts to codify discrimination into law. Mm-hmm. I think it's becoming more and more people recognize bigotry as bigotry as bigotry. I mean, you know, particularly, and I have to say, I think that's influential in itself. You know, particularly with a certain segment of the population, you know, our younger. I mean, when you look at Chris, who is it in other hip hop news? Jay-Z, Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
and
Jay-Z,
no, Fitty.
Yeah.
I mean, Fitty's in.
I mean, if Fitty's in.
Will Smith
is in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he is? Yep. Even after he punched a guy for...
Trying to kiss him? Yeah.
You know what, though? I consider that kind of like pieing. You know, it's someone coming at you don't expect to come at you, and so...
Yeah.
I might be a little hinky about that as well.
Yeah.
I don't think it was an anti-gay thing, him slapping him. I think it was just, you know, hey, get away from me. I don't know who you
right.
are.
Yeah.
Just
well, that means Will Smith's evolved, because wasn't there a time that he actually was very uncomfortable with...
I do believe
maybe,
there was a time,
yeah.
but he realized who,
right.
you know, did his hair,
but
who did his makeup and everything like that, so.
But that's
right,
what I'm
right.
saying, you know, Lee, is that I think that this is, it is an evolution, but it's also, you know, the president really has shown leadership on it, and I think that that's a key thing, that I think a lot of those guys, it was a real, you know, macho sort of thing, and I think now it's cool to be for marriage equality,
yeah.
and so it's, anyway, but yeah, I just thought interesting stuff, NAACP. All right, Rudeness, love you.
All righty.
Can't breathe without you. See you next week.
Okay.
Bye. All right, bye.
At rudepundit.blogspot.com. And the chat room would like to issue a correction.
Yes.
A lack of vitamin D causes rickets.
Oh.
A lack of vitamin C causes scurvy.
Oh, okay.
Right. Just to let you know.
But you can have rickets and scurvy at the same time.
You can.
Theoretically.
Awesome.
If you just have a really awful diet.
Or if you're a pirate.
It's
to me,
like
the
a
entire Republican Party
day.
Is it's a party infested Yar. With... chlamydia.
Oh.
Okay.
chlamydia?
46 minutes at just saying, I don't know. Listen, I'm distracted. There's a kitty eating watermelon.
Another one?
Not the rind, no.
But they didn't take the seeds out.
Oh, I'm sorry. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Can we absolutely positively guarantee that it will give me an orgasm?
Yeah.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
You're right, the kitty always tries to eat the rind. Oh, no, kitty.
No, kitty, you need
oh,
to ride
no.
a shower.
Oh, that cat loves watermelon. All right, things we get distracted on.
I love cantaloupe.
All right, 50, you said your cat doesn't like tuna. Have you tried smearing watermelon on it?
No, I have not. That might help.
All right. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Jason in Baltimore, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Jason.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm a fireman from Baltimore, and I just want to say that, you know, despite all the facts, you know, the Republican agenda just ignores them, and you have to hand it to them. They're able to convince about half the country to vote against their own self-interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I've got coworkers that, you know, they don't understand that if the Republican Party had its way, most of us would be out of a job.
Yeah.
You know, even with the recession, you know, our jurisdiction is having it hard, just about everywhere else in the country.
Jason, that's because they root for you know, government jobs to be cut. And I mean,
right,
and that's you.
Absolutely.
That's you. That's cops.
Absolutely.
That's firemen. That's teachers. And it's if the public sector had kept up with the private sector, unemployment would be probably
absolutely.
A point lower. You know,
it might be even half.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that you know, you had a guy on last week, I believe, who was a mental health worker
right.
and couldn't find a job. So he said that the job numbers are false because he couldn't find a job, and he votes Republican. You know, I mean, healthcare jobs, you know, are funded by state, local, and federal governments.
Yeah.
You know, and he is just...
By the way, in a side note, vote to recall Scott Walker tomorrow in Wisconsin. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Jason.
Okay, yeah, that's all I wanted to
all
say.
Right. Oh, by the way, and your right-wing coworkers, they're still hot. It doesn't matter because you're all firemen.
Hey, we got calendars for sale.
Send that along to Mama. All right. It's the bipartisan. It's just they're hot. Firemen are hot. It transcends party, sexuality. Dan in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show on the Wisconsin Recall. Hello, Dan.
Hello, kids. It's the official storm-chasing chauffeur of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello.
I was just up at my grandmother's over the weekend in Wisconsin, and what I found up there was rather appalling. Yesterday, in a span of about 2 hours on TV, there were a ratio of about 8 Walker ads pro to 1 Walker against ad.
Mm.
And the ads that Walker was putting out there was saying that since he's been in office, has created 33,000 jobs for Wisconsin. And that source was also by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is the right-wing arm of the Republican Party anyway.
Right. He doesn't. If he doesn't like the numbers, he just makes up his own.
Yeah.
The thing that I'm really worried as a son of Wisconsin, I am really worried that with the lack of the DNC stepping in to support Barrett, that the recall is not going to actually happen, that Walker's going to keep his job.
Well, I mean, that, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, Dan? And it's ironic that that's the whole reason, that, you know, it's just this big money thing is exactly what you're fighting. And this is why, of course, like you say, 4-1 adds for Walker. And it's frustrating.
And the other thing about it, just on the drive from Milwaukee to Green Lake County, where my grandmother lives, I think I saw along the highway maybe 5-1 Walker Pro.
Wow.
Yeah, because they have their Koch brothers. They have their Ricketts. They have their Scurvy. They have their... Isn't there a billionaire named Scurvy?
Scurvy, I'm sure there is somewhere. Yeah.
You know, and
but
then,
Dan,
and
this is the problem, and this is what frustrates me, is the DNC not giving money to the Walker thing, because then, you know, they're always like, oh, but then if he still wins, that we're going to look bad, and, you know, it's this disarming stuff, or Cory Booker going, oh, I don't think Bain is fair game. It's like, when are we going to learn?
Wow.
You know,
and I think one of the other things that we got to do, especially since Wisconsin has a very large senior citizen population, both my grandmothers are 90 years old, and both of them are completely against Walker, and they, you know, one of them cannot drive. Make sure that, you know, if you have someone that you know that's a senior citizen, they cannot get to the polls, make sure they get to the polls.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone that I've asked up there is completely against Walker.
Yeah. Have you, Chris, is there early voting today? Did I hear somewhere?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
So we'll find out about that as well, damn it. That's a good thought to just, you know, help as many people as you can get to the polls. I mean, we're a day out. I think there's early. Here's, Jim, what I was talking about earlier. We have to not get complacent. Obama ended April with combined cash stockpiles of $144 million from his campaign in the DNC. That's more than twice the $61 million or so that Romney and the RNC reported having. But Romney's war chest doesn't include the millions of dollars of outside cash pouring into these pro-Romney super PACs that we've talked about. The pro-Obama super PACs have been lagging far behind their Republican counterparts, which is what they were counting on with Citizens United, you know, is that don't get complacent that, oh, you know, Obama has all this cash and yada, yada. Let's go to Bill in New Haven. Hi, Bill. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted you to know that you're not the only one that's being kept awake at night.
By Mitt Romney's lies?
By Mitt Romney's lies and by the press allowing him to get away
with
it.
Yeah.
When it's their job to know better.
Yeah, that's right.
David Gregory, Meet the Press. To me, he's actually one of the worst.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
I agree.
Well,
no, I agree.
He was the one who was dancing on stage with Karl Rove.
All right.
Absentee voting starts today.
Yes. All right. In Wisconsin.
Right.
Recall Walker. 58 minutes after the hour. Eric Bollard and Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, stephaniemiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lloyd, voice DD Jim Ward, and me, Stephanie Miller. We have a fancy new current page, too, don't we?
We do.
At current.com. Check it out.
Yeah. It's completely redesigned, and it has a whole lot of gidgets,
right,
and gidgets. Widgets and whatever.
Whizzles and stuff.
And, yeah, lots of Dr. Seussian things.
Right. Magic. Okay.
Pantoufles.
Yes.
Exactly. Speaking of magic, Carol Leifer, comedian extraordinaire, in like less than a half an hour right there.
Be right there in that
right
crappy
there.
Chair
right?
That's
yeah.
falling apart, like all the other
Emmy winning writer in a crappy chair. That's what we got coming up.
We don't have
hour.
Any other kind of chair here. Seriously.
All right. Great comedian in a crappy chair.
Yep.
That's what the show's all about. All right. Speaking of magic, it's time for our good friend Eric Bollard from Media Matters for America, doing the Lord's work as usual.
Eric Bollard.
Come on, baby.
Eric Bollard.
Let's dive into the right-wing world.
I don't know what that means.
Eric Bollard from Media Matters, whom we love.
Bollard.
Good morning, Eric Bollard.
Hey, good morning.
You know, I'm in the glow, because you know me. Box One and Eric Bollard tweets all weekend. What else do you need? Not much. Yeah, I saw this, too. You tweeted about Obama closes the gap with Romney in Tennessee, now a statistical tie.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I mean, we'll have to see if it was sort of an outlier poll, but I've been giving, you know, tweeting about these toss-up state polls. It seems the
right.
press is very interested in keeping this race as close as possible. If you go to the New York Times site, you know, New Hampshire is listed as a toss-up state. The most recent poll, Obama is up 12 points
right,
in New
a
Hampshire.
Toss-up, yeah.
And if you look at the last three or four polls, he's up, you know, 7, 9, 10 points. It seems to me the press kind of has its finger on the scale a little bit, wants to keep this as close as possible. So the new poll comes out, you don't hear anything about it. I haven't seen one headline about it, and you're certainly not hearing any discussion about Tennessee now being a toss-up state.
And
race is as tight as a frog's bottom.
And I love you pointing out the hypocrisy of, while Mitt Romney says the economy's a wreck, GOP governors are boasting of a robust recovery.
Yeah.
Well, which is it?
Yeah, there was a very interesting, I think it was an AP piece, and they were talking, you know, about, you know, Governor of Virginia is out campaigning with Romney or a couple of these Republican governors, and they sort of get up before him and talking about how great their home state is and how great they have done at turning the economy around, and their state unemployment
yeah.
is down. And then they hand it over to Romney, and Romney talks about how this country, his economy
it's
is
terrible.
A wreck.
No, it's terrible.
Awful.
Everything's terrible.
In a marvelous way.
Yeah. Chris, where's my conspiracy music? Yeah,
right.
This is getting just more and more entertaining. As you write, how Breitbart.com became part of the liberal conspiracy to push the birther, quote-unquote, distraction. This is just getting hilarious, isn't it?
Someone has to write a book about the whole birther thing, because it's not about the birther thing. It's about this whole larger right-wing media movement, and it's fascinating in so many different directions, and it's completely crippled the Republican Party in many ways. But so if you remember last year when Trump came along and he went birther and Fox went birther with him and they gave him a national platform and the whole thing imploded when the White House issued the long birth certificate, the right-wing response was, well, the media is pushing this as a distraction. We all knew this birther story was, you know, silly, and we didn't chase it. But the liberal media is pushing the birther story. They want to look. They want to make conservatives look nutty or nut jobs.
Right.
Sean
so
Hannity
this.
Said.
So the latest thing, right, Eric, is this 21-year-old publishing pamphlet, as you say, not meant for public distribution, that erroneously
right.
claimed Obama had been born in Kenya. The author of the pamphlet says it was a simple mistake.
Yeah.
So one Breitbart blogger, you say, now insisting the press take the story very, very seriously and follow it up with detailed reports. And if the journalists don't, well, that's proof the liberal media is covering for Obama. So you say Breitbart.com, now part of the vast left-wing conspiracy, as the site has morphed into a clearinghouse with scores of blog posts around about Obama's birth. I mean, it really is just incredible.
It's amazing. 2011, the liberal media was pushing the birther distraction. In 2012, if the liberal media doesn't cover the birther story, they're covering up for Obama. You can't make this up. It's just a complete flip-flop. You make up your mind. Is the press pushing the birther story because they think it makes Republicans look silly, or is the press now covering up the birther story because they think it makes Obama look bad?
Well,
you can't have it both ways. And
regardless,
it's beyond any sort of logical dissection at this point.
Regardless, Eric, we welcome Breitbart.com to the liberal, vast liberal conspiracy. We welcome you. All right.
Dana Loesch's head just exploded.
All right.
And
maybe,
it improved our IQ by several points.
They gave me some publicity, Matt, last week.
That's right.
Maybe we all are in this together. I'm just spelling my name right.
Wow. Which they didn't.
Which they didn't. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing today. Lou Dobbs on the Fox Business Channel.
Why aren't the Republicans talking about what was all over Drudge, which is a from 1991 to 2007, a publisher's document talking about him being born in Kenya? I mean, there's a taboo about it. I don't know where the national media was in 2008. I don't know where it is now. I don't understand where the governor's position brings him when we talk about the family. And all of those issues are important to millions of Americans.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Millions of Americans. This is the biggest issue. I would go with that.
They found that he was born in Panama. Oh, wait, that was
Where was the national media in 2008? Where were they with the Reverend Wright story?
Yeah.
Media Matters has documented that in the months of April and May of 2008, there were more than 2,000 newspaper and television reports about Obama and Reverend Wright. This is fascinating. I just blogged about this morning because Breitbart over the weekend claims the New York Times ignored, quote-unquote, ignored the Reverend Wright story. They ignored it so often they only had time to publish 243 articles in 2008 about Barack Obama and Reverend Wright. And they only had time to publish 33 articles in which Obama and Wright were mentioned 8 times each.
Wow.
These are just endless, exhaustive stories. So the whitewash is, the media ignored the Reverend Wright story. Why do they need to whitewash it? Because they have to pretend this is all new and the media covered up. And nobody knows about Reverend Wright. And if people only knew about his past, Obama can't be reelected. It's just amazing, amazing to watch.
It's awesome. The vetting.
The vetting. Right? The vetting Breitbart? That already happened, they're going to redo it again.
What was the headline? Breitbart.com vets the bed.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? All this Reverend Wright stuff worked so well for them in 2008,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah. It was such a winner. They want to load up and do it again.
Awesome. Okay, Mike Huckabee and a caller to his radio show.
Obama provided the publicist with the data that reflects that he had been born in Kenya, and it ran for 16 years unquestioned.
And I think the point, it's a valid one.
Oh, boy.
Did he provide that because he wanted to present himself as a internationally themed author? And what I said was, I don't know. But he ought to tell us. I mean, he's the president, for heaven's sakes.
Wow. Wow. Did you just... I think that's for entry to Right Wing Radio. You need to immediately double down on the birther stuff,
sure.
Right?
And you know whose head's really exploding is Karl Rove and people who are trying to who have run national campaigns before, and they keep saying, "We went over this. It didn't work. Why are we doing it again?" But the Republican establishment, the Roves and the RNCs of the world, have no control over the right wing media and Fox News and Drudge, and they are obsessed with this topic. Obama is foreign. He's not like us. He shouldn't have been elected. They are going to go with this from now until November, and people like Karl Rove are powerless to watch this sideshow.
Yep.
This is going to be a complete and utter distraction, and they know it. And they know you can't win independent voters talking about Obama's birth certificate and his pastor.
Yes, and I give you Exhibit D, as in duh, Dana Loesch.
I hate even discussing this issue. I contribute to Breitbart.com, and there is an article. And I get it. It's the vetting of the president.
Right.
There's a pamphlet from his literary agency back in the 80s, 70s, 80s. I think birtherism is stupid. Mm-hmm. I swear we're going to get calls. But I saw this. I'm like, I got to say something about this now because it ran. But, yeah. So go check it out. It's up at the site.
Yes, it's stupid.
It's stupid, but check it out.
Go check it out.
Boy, there's a ringing endorsement. Yeah. He hates the birther story, thinks it's stupid, but oh, God.
All right. But I got to cover it.
Yeah.
And that was the first one. I think they've run at least half a dozen since the end of last week to today. So there's poor Data. You know, she claims she's not in the birther camp, but she works for a site which has gone all in on the birther story yet again.
Isn't she one of the editors of the site?
I don't really know if they have editors, honestly. I think she writes over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never gotten the sense that there's anyone controlling
it. Yeah.
No.
But not exactly a endorsement of their work over there.
Jim, we got to make up some stuff that we don't believe, but we just have to cover because it's out there. We'll just think of some stuff. Yeah, about Romney.
This whole Mitt Romney's a Martian thing. I don't buy it, but
we got to cover it.
But I'm just saying, have you ever seen a human emotion from him? No. I'm just saying we got to cover it. Okay. All right. 17.
And I have seen one of those helmets, helmets, like Marvin the Martian wore.
There you go. All right. 17 minutes after the hour, Eric Mueller remains in the sidecar. We continue with Right Wing World next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 21 minutes after the hour. The Stephanie Miller Show reminds you...
Some more notes.
...that the day to recall Scott Walker is June 5th, not tomorrow. Actually, Jackie Schechner reminds the Stephanie Miller Show to remind people that it's June 5th because I misspoke.
Absentee balloting has started today, though.
That's what I was thinking. Uh-huh. All right. Steph in Madison, real quick. Hey, Steph.
Yeah, hey, guys. I don't know. I've been listening to a few Debbie Downers calling in from Wisconsin, and I'm a happy, clappy recall wanker girl. And on June 5th, when we vote, we are going to vote out Mr. Liar, Liar, your pants are constantly on fire. And then he's going to need a firefighter. And then, oops. That's not going to be working so well for him.
All right. Oh, Steph. Yeah. She's calling to taunt. All right, Eric Bollert in the sidecar to continue Right Wing World. Sean Hannity on the Democrats.
I don't understand
anything
for the life of me how the president can say Republicans, their plan is dirty air and water.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Ryan can be seen as a lookalike throwing grandma in a wheelchair over a cliff to die.
Yeah.
That's not, ugly. That's not dividing the country. And on the other hand, the issue of Reverend Wright has nothing to do with race.
Oh.
What's offensive about Jeremiah Wright has nothing to do with the color of his skin. It has to do with the content of his sermons.
Oh, see what he did there? He paraphrased Martin Luther King. Wasn't that clever?
He did there.
Yeah.
Very clever. But it's interesting, Hannity and others are so desperate to portray Obama as this nasty, nasty campaigner. I must have missed the ad or the brochure
just
or the posters that have Ryan being, supposedly pushing people over a cliff.
Yes, I was going to say, I'm sure Media Matters is researching when exactly the president said Paul Ryan would throw your grandmother off a cliff in a wheelchair.
So he doesn't say anything like that, but they, no matter what he says, they just sort of conjure up this radical, exaggerated version. So in Hannity's eyes, Obama is the dirtiest campaigner ever. And if you listen to his rhetoric, it's all very calm and it's all very civil. It's amazing. They've created this caricature, and they'll do anything just to prop it up.
Yep. Carl Rove on Fox News Sunday.
Frankly, trying to dredge up Jeremiah Wright, right or wrong, after this issue was litigated 4 years ago by John McCain deciding not to litigate it, was stupid. And so you want to try and do things that are helpful, not hurtful. And look, I thought it was very smart for the Romney campaign to immediately go out and denounce the tactic.
I think you just called Sean Hannity stupid.
And right, this is what we just talked about.
That's right.
Carl Rove and people who have run national campaigns, who know where the votes are, know the electoral math, they realize this is all a disaster. It's great for clicks. It's great for right-wing talk radio. It's great for Fox News and their 3 million fans. And it generates this frenzy within that pretty small community. But in terms of a national election, this stuff is a total loser. And like I said earlier, Karl Rove and the other people in the court establishment are powerless. They created this noise machine,
mm-hmm.
and now they can't turn it off.
And I'm sure Bashan would realize that he was calling him stupid if he wasn't so
stupid.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. I kid, Sean. Okay, and Geraldo Rivera doubling down on the Trayvon Martin case on Bill O'Reilly.
Yep.
I think what's far more significant is what Trayvon Martin looked like that night, Bill.
All right, so we're looking at it now on the screen. Yeah, we're looking at this as surveillance when he's buying his candy. So he's got a dark hoodie on. So what significance of that? What is the significance of that?
Aside from the fact that he's dressed in that thug wear, look at the size of him. He's not a little kid. He's 6'2". He's a strapping youngster. Trayvon Martin looks just like the people who had been burglarizing and victimizing that neighborhood for the last 6 months.
Oh, please. He looked like a kid in a hoodie is what he looked like.
Right, and they don't. But of course, they don't want to try this case in the media.
No.
Yeah. Right. Of course not.
They're just going to look at surveillance video and then conjure up these dark, menacing images. But right after the story broke, O'Reilly and everyone else at Fox demanded this story not be tried in the press.
Yeah.
Except they're going to do that for the next.
Eric, I don't know about you. I think the only thing that's come out that is relevant is the lead police investigator wanted to charge Zimmerman with manslaughter. He said the encounter between Zimmerman and Martin was ultimately avoidable by Zimmerman. If Zimmerman had remained in his vehicle and waited for the arrival of law enforcement, blah, 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 right? That's really the crux of it.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. And, the right wing went crazy because, there was some autopsy report or medical report, and they claimed, Trayvon had these injuries. Well, it turns out he had an abrasion on his knuckle. It's none of that is relevant. The fact is the investigators who looked at it said it could have been avoided, and they wanted to charge him with a crime. And that's the whole point, and that was the whole point of the controversy. Honestly, the controversy isn't whether the trial, will he be guilty, will he be innocent. This entire story was created because no one was ever charged with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you've been so good today. I want to offer you a bonus. Normally we do a recorded Right Wing World. Would you like a live Right Wing World with Billy in Texas?
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Let's. Where's Billy? Billy, you don't like Media Matters. Why not?
Good morning, Steffi. Well, I appreciate your show because at least you do take calls from people like me.
Yes. Well, you're on with Media Matters with Eric Bollard.
Well, that's awesome because they don't have the balls to take a phone call on Saturdays.
maybe they're not working on Saturday.
Well, they just got a little 3-hour monologue that's all political hack.
Oh.
And they don't let anybody challenge them because really they don't have anything to say. It's like
we model our show after Rush Limbaugh's in that respect.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But then you say you do take calls, but you don't take calls.
Yeah, sure. No, I've been on the show.
Rush takes calls from left-wing people all the time.
Yeah, Billy, here's what Media Matters is. They are an organization that just documents what the right wing says. They put the actual transcript, the actual audio
in context.
That's what they do.
You did with this Paul Ryan thing just a few minutes ago about pushing grandma off the cliff. When you win,
who said that Paul Ryan's going to push Grandma off a cliff in a wheelchair?
Well, no.
Did President Obama say that?
Obama's never said that, and Obama doesn't need to say that. That's what he's got you
for.
Oh,
that's what he means, though. Oh, it's what he's got me for. He's,
yeah.
All right. Thanks, Billy. Okay. Oops.
Yeah.
There you are.
Paul Ryan is literally going to push your grandma off a cliff.
Too. I hung up on everybody by mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is exactly what they're – see, Obama – like, I'm working with the Obama White House. That's what they're saying. Like, it's my job to say he's pushing, like I ever said, Paul Ryan's pushing your grandmother off a cliff in a wheelchair. Okay. All right. Wow, that had to be harrowing for Eric Bollard to hear that in person.
Yeah.
That's what we deal with every day.
And they do take calls on that show, on Sirius XM.
Oh, on the Media Matters
show. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Billy kind of lied there.
All right.
Huh. That's so unusual.
Huh. Yes, he's usually so coherent. All right, well, 29 minutes after the hour, comedian extraordinaire Carol Leifer joins us next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
Yeah, we all have. You bought the last round.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour now, live from Captain America's Underpants. It's comedian Carol Leifer.
Yay. Good morning.
Emmy-nominated writer in a crappy chair. Good morning, Carol Leifer.
You know, that's my byline wherever I go.
I'm
on a train or a bus.
I've been busy sorting through all your accolades and trying to keep them straight. So, nominated for an Emmy several times for Seinfeld, and you just won a Writers Guild Award as a writer of Modern Family, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Well, I kind of slid into that because I guess wrote an episode of Modern Family called Two Monkeys and a Panda. And for the Writers Guild Award, when the show wins, every writer
sure.
gets a Writers Guild Award. So I like to put that asterisk in there. But thank you.
Oh, you're so cute.
Thank you.
Well, you're the funniest girl in the world and the best writer ever. Yep. So there.
Oh, Stephanie.
Oh, now,
finish
now.
Your thought, but come on.
You are hosting a big thing this Thursday, Los Angeles Power of Choice reception.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a big, great pro-choice reception I'm here to promote. But here's the great thing, okay? NARAL is a great organization. They are all about getting pro-choice politicians in office, which I think is fantastic. But what's so cool about the party on Thursday night, being a fundraiser at the Standard, from 7 to 9.
I'm going, and I know. And I'm never up past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Stephanie's going to be there, and Felicity Huffman, and Dana Delaney, and all others,
nice
bunch of celebs. But here's the thing that I love about this, okay? Usually at my pro-choice events, it's like me and a lot of old broads, you know? And
that are way too old to have kids anyway.
Well, I'm happy to report that my ovaries just bought a lovely condo in Boca. So reproductive rights is not personally my issue
this time. Their favorite impression is an impression of my eggs.
Let's hear it.
Yes. So
they're wheezing and coughing.
Don't have a dog in this fight, but
But here's what I love about this event. It's $100 for older people. But if you're younger, 35 and under, check this out. $45 ticket.
Wow.
You're at the Standard Hotel on Sunset by
Fancy.
The pool, drinking,
sure.
appetizers. So that's what I really wanted to come in because I know you have such a great, young, enthusiastic audience.
Well,
come on
and
out.
And you just mentioned a couple of hot actresses which got Jim's attention.
So Dana Delaney.
He may even be there.
Yes. So it's a great event, and
awesome.
I'm really happy that you had me to be able to come on and promote it. So go on your website, because there'll be a link.
That's right. We already have a link at StephanieMiller.com.
Love
we
it.
Do.
And
we're like a well-oiled machine. There you go.
Have a cocktail.
And Carol Leifer is one of the funniest comedians in the world. I used to geek out when I was a baby comedian and pester her at improvs around the world. I love you. I want to be like you. And then she would call security. Anyway.
I'm still doing it. You know.
No soup for you.
I'm going to be opening for Jerry Seinfeld in East Lansing.
Awesome.
And, I should look at my...
Who I don't you used to date when you were all, when you were a baby comedian.
All of that info is at CarolLeifer.com, and we have a link at StephanieMiller.com.
All of my dating info.
Look at us scrabbling through your bag for things. We're all high tech here, for God's sakes.
With my calendar from 1985.
Oh, you have a paper calendar too.
That's you're a national show. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to be opening for Seinfeld on May 31st in East Lansing. And then South Bend, Indiana, on June 1st.
Oh, my God. All right. And it's all magically up on our website.
I hope so.
It is.
Or go to carolleifer.com.
You're like me with your pathetic little paper calendar
really,
all stained.
I cannot get into the new world.
No digital stuff for you?
No digital.
No, I literally...
Write things down.
No.
Literally, he'll ask me, can you do this? I'll think, I don't know until I get home. And I see the big paper calendar. With the puppies. I have puppies on the calendar now.
Oh.
Because that's our other shared cause. Are you you're a huge animal, a dog rescue person.
I am. And here's the other great thing that I can talk about. Breaking on your show.
Oh, hang on. Carol Leifer with breaking news.
All right. So check this out.
Okay.
So Nigel Lithgow, who's my buddy from American Idol.
Right.
He's a big animal lover, and I asked him for two tickets to the Idol finale, and he's giving them to me, and I'm donating all the proceeds to two of my favorite animal rescues.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So Facebook, message me if you are interested in these tickets, because they're going to go quick.
They're going to be crazy. Well, that's awesome. I think sent me my favorite Christmas card of anybody.
Oh.
You and your partner, and there's like 75 dogs in bed. How many dogs do you have?
Well, currently 5. One of our rescues passed away a couple weeks ago.
Aww.
Yeah, our guy Heston. But we have 5. And we're always looking. We take the hard.
I was
going to
say
cases.
That's a little paltry for you.
I know. 5 is
who's got a dog?
A cakewalk. Yeah, you know we're big animal rescue people. I mean,
yeah.
I just you know love dogs.
Me
and
too.
I
don't mean to one up you.
How
I have,
do you have?
Well, I only have 2, but they're both weigh 1,000 pounds, so I have a lot more poundage of dog than you do.
Oh, you have big dogs.
I have 2 Great Pyrenees from Gentle Giants Rescue.
Oh wow!
And here's where I can top you: is my picture is on the Gentle Giants Rescue food bag in your supermarket.
Hey. That's nothing to sniff at. Huh? That's nothing to pant over.
That's right. That's right.
No, that's really great.
So, lots of stuff going on politically, right, in this political year.
Yes,
the president
indeed.
Coming out for marriage equality.
How great is that?
I know. I mean, it really was, even though you sort of knew he would get there,
mm-hmm.
it was like one of those tear-jerky, like, oh, my God, a sitting president of the United States.
I know. And when I heard about it, you know, I'd always felt like, oh, he's for marriage equality. He just can't do it politically. And then he did it politically, which I think is
right.
amazing. But I don't know if you've talked about it on your show or not, but I feel badly that all these polls that I've seen, people seem to be saying they don't buy that. I buy that he did it from a really good, evolved place, exactly what he's saying. And people are so skeptical. Oh, he did it, you know, for political reasons.
Well,
which
yeah, but it's
no,
it's
bizarre because it will only, you know, I think only could hurt him.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is that the polls so far, Carol, I mean, knock on wood, let's hope they, you know, that's a knee-jerk thing, but the polls show exactly what he said, that this could hurt me in some places,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like, in you know, because it's always, in this country, it's always a tight election, it's always 50-50, and so, you know, I think that's why it took such real political courage, and I agree with you that I hope, you know, I hope we're all as evolved as I think we are.
Yeah, and I completely buy his talking about that his daughters go to school with a lot of kids who have gay parents. I mean, I'm in that situation. Our son goes to school. And, you know, when you I think the turn in anybody's evolution is you have gay friends and you have gay family members. You know, it becomes really clear to you why would you treat us gay people like second-class citizens
right.
when we're you know, we're just like you.
Yep. Well, and I think it's any kind of bigotry is taught, because my favorite stories are people that, you know, like if you just tell a kid, oh, you know, our next door neighbors, Carol and Lori, and the kids are like, okay, can we watch cartoons? You know, like
right.
they don't,
yeah.
until you tell them there's something bad about
yeah,
it, they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
And they do throw.
They're like, oh, the crazy dog ladies? Oh. Cool.
Exactly. Well, you know, our son is so used to having so many dogs. We dropped him off for a play date recently, and our friends were very proud to tell us that they have 3 rescue dogs. But they told us when we dropped him off and he came in the house and he saw the 3 dogs, he was like, where are the rest of your dogs?
What's wrong
only
with
3?
You people?
Yeah. Hello?
Who are these dogless people?
And you and your partner and your son are coming to my little Memorial Day weekend party this
yes!
weekend.
Oh, I didn't know I could
put
talk
it in
about
the invitation.
It on the air. Yeah.
I put it in the invitation. I said, even you totally unnatural gays with kids, according to Mitt Romney. Come on, all y'all.
I'm so glad you said that because Sunday is his family day, and that now that you're allowing our child to come, that's fantastic. He'll be there with his wristband and everything.
Please bring a pack of dogs with you as well. Let's go to Britt in Phoenix. You're on with Carol Leifer. Hey, Britt.
Well, good day to you.
Good day.
I had 3 things I wanted to say. First, an unsolicited testimonial.
Oh, by all means. Yes, sir.
I have a proud StephCast member, only $4.95 a month. Ding.
If you buy a year in advance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number 2 is I missed your sexy liberal show.
What?
I missed it, so I did the next best thing, and I bought a CD.
Oh, what a good idea, number 1 on iTunes and Amazon, and there's a physical CD now on sexyliberal.com. Why, thank you, Britt.
And then the 3rd thing is probably more important. You kind of sideways already for me to say that I'm a member of HRC.
Oh, Human Rights Campaign.
Yes.
Love them.
Yep.
And
awesome.
I am a member, too.
Here's the thing. I have a voice and a face for writing. Okay, so I write better than I speak, and I write better than I look. okay? But this is what I wanted to say about HRC. It's important. I wrote many letters. You could call it a love call if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I want to be a part. I don't want to be a part of the crowd. I want to be a part of the path.
Yeah.
And what that means is I'm not a gay person, but that doesn't mean I don't care.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
I really do care because you know what? What today's politic is talking about is you can be a part of the one group that singles everybody out. That's the big bully on the block.
That's right.
Or we could be a part of everybody else that feels like they're weak and downtrodden.
There you go. And you just made me go from gay to questioning. Okay. All right.
That's great.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, look at us Hollywood do-gooders. We're in everything. We're in Animal Rescue, HRC.
No, hey. I'm telling you. It's fantastic. But here's the interesting thing.
You got
thing.
Your pro-choice charity in my Trevor Project. Stop
That's
it.
That's right. No, but this is interesting. I love HRC, and I've been to many of their fundraisers and their functions.
Me too.
I totally support
yeah.
them. But this is where politics gets dicey. We were once invited to an event for this guy named Bob Casey,
mm-hmm.
who very, very gay-friendly.
Democrat,
but,
right.
But anti-choice.
I know.
And
yeah.
I just said to my gay brethren there, like, yay for, you know, Casey with his gay stances, but I'm not giving one penny to a guy who's anti-choice.
Yeah, yeah.
And I felt badly that, you know.
And, Carol, it's an important time for everything, but I mean, I almost can't believe. Can you some of these laws that are passing the transvaginal probes and the? I mean, it is the most anti-woman, you know,
yes.
era that I can remember since mm-hmm. I've been alive and talking about politics. I mean, literally, you feel like have I woken up in 1952?
It's true. It's so true. And what I can't believe is why are, you know, the politicians who are the most anti-abortion, the most anti-birth control.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't really. Huh? You know, there is a.
Carol
yeah,
Leifer will explain some things to you when we get back from the break here. There's some
everything.
Important mechanical things you need to understand, and Carol Leifer is here to talk to us about that. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for a shock.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
Just bust the move. Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This hour brought to you by GoToMyPC. We use it, you use it, you'll love it. We want you to try GoToMyPC for 45 days free. For our exclusive offer, visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Stephanie. GoToMyPC, enter Stephanie.
Mm.
That didn't come out right.
No, it
didn't. All right.
See, but isn't GoToMyPC good for someone like me who's not... Because I like my PC the best.
Right.
Okay.
And this, you can be on the road on your iPad, on your iPhone. Look
right.
at us doing an infomercial together
I
suddenly.
Know.
Why, yes, for a busy writer on the go, Carol Leifer, it might come
well,
in handy.
I heard about it, but I never really knew much about it.
Or even if you're just too lazy to get up off your couch and go to your PC in the other room, you can just grab your iPad and access your PC
like
from the couch.
Like some people's big musclehead producers. Yeah, we just realized the muscles on the back of your head are growing muscles. What's happening back there?
I know, I got
you have ridges on the back of your head.
I'm starting to look like Sluggo.
What's happening, Crystal Boy?
I don't know.
Mongo angry.
So, Carol Leifer, here in Hollywood, you is hosting the Los Angeles Power of Choice reception at the Standard Hotel Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is. Because sometimes you think, oh, no, we're done with that fight politically. And we're like, no, we're back in 1952.
We are. Exactly. We are back. And when I saw those birth control hearings earlier in the year, I was just, my mouth was just hanging
open. You're like, really? Birth
yeah,
control?
Exactly. I mean, and it's such a shame because birth control has so, you know, evolved
right.
to such a great place now. I mean, you know, back in the day when I was in college and dating men, actually,
right.
at that time, birth control pills, they had so many weird hormones in them, you know?
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I woke
yeah.
up one morning, I had a beard. On my penis.
And not like the kind you had before you came out. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're here all week.
No, but yeah. seriously. But, you know, what I love about one of these events, Thursday night, Standard Hotel, Sunset, that Stephanie will be at.
Hello.
As my guest, our guest, is, you know, it's great when you get a lot of like-minded people together. I always leave these events and I feel re-energized because it can make you feel when you see what's happening out there in political landscape with choice and birth control, like, exactly that.
Right.
What the heck is going on? I mean, is it 1956 again?
Oh, and Carol Lever would like to explain some mechanical fun facts to you, because she has, she mentioned dated men.
Yes, I was married.
If you are, well, we'll get to that. If you are anti-choice, then birth control might help in some way.
That's right.
Is that
unless
correct?
You believe a fertilized egg is an actual human.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's personhood and amendment. I mean, it's just chipping away at Roe. And that's why loving getting the younger people, you know, involved at the event on Thursday night at the Cool Standard Hotel. If you're 35 or under, and I don't know if they'll check IDs, but they probably should.
Right.
$45 to come in and hang with Steph and me and David Delaney and Felicity Huffman and everybody.
Sure.
Amazing.
Now, you say what? You were married? I didn't know that.
Who knew that, Stephanie?
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, please. Well, I was married.
The lore of Carol Leifer is you dated Seinfeld, and then you wrote on Seinfeld, and yada, yada.
The lore. Yes. In the big book of lore.
Carol Leifer lore.
I was married, but my ex, that son of a bitch, he tricked me into marrying him.
And how so?
He told me I was pregnant.
Excuse me?
You know, birth control might have helped that.
You know what? Guess what happened?
Yeah.
I was married, and it wasn't until many years later that I thought, I was actually at a Project Angel Food event, another great nonprofit.
Right.
I saw this woman across from me who is gorgeous, and I thought I'd have my chic lesbian fling.
Yeah.
And
16 years later.
That's right. Here we are.
Damn you for being stable and happy, Carol Leifer. You make me feel even crazier. What's wrong with you?
Here's the
best thing. She's already been going through her lesbian Rolodex. I've got somebody for you.
No, I do. I have someone great in mind for you.
All
right. I swear to God, the second I leave this studio, I'm calling because, I'm very...
I am back to my original plan, which is to die alone and be eaten by my dogs, and these two won't notice for several months. That is my plan. I'm sticking to that now.
No. I have a friend who recently just broke up with someone who is so great, and you too. It's going to be kismet.
All right, Rick and
there you go.
It's going to be great.
Jill in Ithaca wants to talk to Carol. Carol, it's for you.
Okay,
hang on a second. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Carol. Back in the day, I got to see you and Joy Behar. You were touring.
Wow.
The third woman, and I can't remember. And I have one regret. The students up here in Ithaca.
I remember that kid. Yes.
What?
In Ithaca, I remember that. Me and Joy, and I'm trying to think of the third comic.
Yeah, go ahead.
And they were, so the students were so rude that I wanted to buy you and Joy, and this is before Seinfeld, this is before The View, I wanted to buy you guys drinks because I felt so bad, and I was just shy then, so I didn't do it. So I've always regretted that.
I would have totally taken you up on it. I would have totally gotten blasted. I would have unfortunately probably thrown up in your car. And actually, you know what? It was probably better that it didn't happen. But that's so funny you remember that, because I remember that gig. And I still talk with Joy about it.
Well, you know, us broken down old female comics, we got war stories. Every time we have Judy Gold on, we remember that she and Susie Essman and I did comedy in front of Styrofoam Cows in New York.
Oh, my God.
One time in the 80s.
So random.
I know, right? But you don't forget that kind of thing.
No, you wouldn't.
Remember the time we did comedy with Susie for the
house? And both Susie and Judy remember it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You never forget those war stories.
Those magical.
Stay in the DNA.
Magical comedy moments.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, one night at Yuck Yucks. Rick in San Antonio, you're on with Carol Leifer. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
I love you.
I love you.
What about me, Rick? My chopped liver?
Oh, of course. Big love for you, too. And
Thanks.
Chris and Jim. I wanted to call Stephanie just to let you know that I'll be becoming a citizen today.
Wow. We salute you, sir.
Yeah, mazel tov, as my people say.
Very, very excited. I've been listening since I was 16. Mama, I love you. You've inspired me to be a part of things. I'm so excited.
How old are you?
This coming. I am 23.
And where are you from?
I am from Mexico.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Well, welcome. Welcome and...
Bienvenidos.
What's that? Yes, welcome and...
Bienvenidos.
And happy New American Day. We love you, Rick. Thank you.
We love you.
Congratulations.
That's what I would do. I get them young and I indoctrinate them like
that's
the official
right.
3-year-old.
Molded my mind very well.
Thank you. All right. That's what we do. But I get them normally when they're about 3, like Miranda, the official 3-year-old.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah.
That's right.
I'm walking on sunshine. Wow. Wow! I'm walking on sunshine. Wow! I'm gonna feel good. Ow!
Well, that's great for him. You know, our son is Latino. Did you like my accent on that?
Oh, hi, Miranda. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Our son is from Guatemala.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we adopted him.
The Eagle
from there.
Foundation is not pleased. These are the Eagle
Oh, well, so Phyllis Schlafly's head just exploded.
Yeah.
As a gay talking about
right.
bringing another brown person into the
criminals
country.
Criminals who will vote Democrat.
We'll talk about all of that next with Carol Leifer, comedian extraordinaire on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12. The phone number toll free from anywhere. Why, you can see if you're watching on current TV, the Carol Leifer is here.
Yay!
Comedian, writer, Emmy-nominated writer extraordinaire, hosting a big pro-choice event at the Standard Hotel here in Hollywood on Thursday. How might one get tickets if one wanted them?
Well, one would go to, first of all, your website.
Website, right. StephanieMiller.com.
Yes, is having that. But if you want tickets, you can contact a woman, great woman from NARAL called, her name is Catherine Moore at 415-890-1020.
Okay.
Or contact her at C-M-O-O-R-E, at ProChoiceAmerica.org.
There you go.
Right. And or come to the Standard on Thursday night.
Sure.
From 7 to 9, you could buy your ticket there and hang with Stephanie and me.
And drink cocktails with Stephanie and you.
And Dana Delaney and Felicity Huffman.
Yes, and Steve from Sex and the City. Steve, I hope I'm saying his name right, Eigenberg.
Oh, he's cute. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other reason to have Carol Leifer on today to make Phyllis Schlafly's head explode, because before the break... you were talking about, you, of course, are a gay that have adopted a Guatemalan.
Yes, we did.
This is just in Phyllis Schlafly's mind wrong in every way, right, Jim?
Mm.
The new census data show for the first time non-white births made up over 50% of all births in the United States. Phyllis Schlafly, please and thank you. Thanks for all the women's rights. Thanks.
Yeah.
Of Eagle Thorum, it's a clarion call that America is in grave danger of being overrun by uneducated un-American brown people.
Wow.
She said it's not a good thing. The immigrants do not share American values, so it's a good bet they will not be voting Republican when they start voting in large numbers. So, see, that's what's really wrong
that's
with
the
that.
Real problem.
My son at home just spit up his Fruity Pebbles. Literally. Wow. Well, that's it. You know, look, we adopted our son from Guatemala at 10 months old. You know, thank God got him out of there before Angelina Jolie got to grub a little pebble over him.
Sure. Well, that's why you got to move fast.
But, you know, it's really, as my people, the Jewish people, say, Ashanda, because, you know, there are so many great kids out there who need homes and gay parents who are ready to give them a loving, fabulous home.
Right.
You know, our son being Latino, we have him in a school where it's fantastic because half the day is in English and half in Spanish, so we can honor his culture, per se. But it's funny, outside of...
How old is he now?
He's 6.
Okay.
Outside of school, he doesn't talk a lot of Spanish. And we were talking to the teacher. She said, oh, it's very normal. You know, the kids feel they're American when they're school. They don't want to... Outside of school, they don't want to speak Spanish. Anyway, we went to Disneyland. So we're walking along, and if you go to Disneyland, you know, everything they say over the loudspeaker, they say it in English.
English
and
Spanish.
Then they say it in Spanish. So I thought I'd be a little, you know, sly here. So I said to my son, Bruno, they're saying stuff over the loudspeaker in Spanish, but Mommy doesn't speak Spanish. Can you tell me what they're saying? And he turns to me without skipping a beat, and he just goes, same thing they're saying in English, Mommy.
Bienvenidos a los estudios Universal. Regresen aquí el tiempo indicado en su boleto.
Say it's a small world, Jim. I forget how it is.
Es un, what is it? Pequeño? Un mundo pequeño.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, here's what your son has to look forward to, according to Phyllis Schlafly.
Do I have to?
The USA is being transformed by immigrants who do not share those values and who have high rates of illiteracy, illegitimacy, gang crime. And they will vote Democrat when the Democrats promise them more food stamps.
Oh, my God. Wow.
How can you argue with that?
Yeah. I love the fake facts. I've been on panel shows where, you know, you get these conservatives who are like, well, children raised by gay families wind up, you know, incarcerated and with drug problems.
Yeah.
I guess you make up the facts.
And boy, that's a portrait encouraged Mitt Romney. He originally said he was okay with gays.
Profile encouraged.
He was okay with, gays adopting. And then literally that, like in less than a day, he had already, I didn't say it was okay. I was just acknowledging that it happens.
I didn't think it was marvelous or anything.
No, I didn't mean to.
Every other second, putting on those flip-flops.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, though? That's another thing about choice that I hope comes to light more as we, grow nearer to November. Mitt Romney, as anti-choice as they come. Barack Obama, 100%, voted by Planned Parenthood and NARAL Pro-Choice America. Mitt Romney, a zero. So, you know.
Yeah.
If you care about
anything,
anything,
vote for President
Obama.
And also, by the way, looky here. The Republicans are going to do it again. They're going to take the debt ceiling. They're going to take us all hostage again. Remember last summer? It's the sequel. It's the sequel.
What are they doing?
It's Republican Asshat Avengers, Part 2, the sequel. Last August, debt ceiling negotiations. Remember, we got downgraded. They downgraded the credit of the, you know, they took the whole full faith and credit of the United States hostage. Remember that whole thing? And it was all, So the deal was an end to three tumultuous months of wrangling over the debt ceiling that brought the government to the brink of default. You remember now. Because the Republicans will not ever raise taxes a penny on the rich, so that's how we got there. So in less than 10 minutes, the House officially unwound a budget deal that took an entire summer to craft. They have they've gone on record as saying they're reneging on the deal they made. So we're going to be... House Republicans are poised to pull the exact same thing, the boner yesterday.
When the time comes, I will again insist on my simple principle of cuts and reforms greater than the debt limit increase.
I will have another bourbon.
Yes.
Yeah. And the cigarette voice, I hear that. He's just waiting to get that pell-mell, you know?
I think he hides, don't you? When Jim is off, he just turns the lights off when the tea party comes.
Oh, God. Back.
I'm at the tavern. Okay, the boner.
Listen,
again.
I'm not going to apologize for leading. The real issue here is, will the president lead?
I'm not going to apologize for drinking.
Last year, the Economic Policy Institute estimated the spending cuts Republicans required to raise the debt ceiling cost the economy 1.8 million jobs. And so they're going to do it again, the boner.
The issue is going to be the economy. And I believe that Governor Romney's proposals will strengthen our economy and get more Americans back to work.
I also believe that Easter bread is going to bring lots of presents for Hanukkah.
All right. Let's go to Bob in Missouri. You're on with Carol Leifer. Hey, Bob. Welcome.
Hi, Steph.
Yes.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I just find it interesting that the people who are pushing DOMA so much are the ones that have been married four and five times. Whose marriage are they protecting? I've been married for 56 years.
Wow.
I have a gay son. I love him dearly. And I hate it when all these people try to make my son less than what he is. He got through college, went into the Navy. He didn't realize that he was gay. When he did, he had to get out. Went to college again, got his law license. So, I mean, who are they protecting? They're not protecting me. Nobody's going to affect my marriage after 56 years. It ain't going to affect yours. So whose marriage are they protecting?
Yeah,
Newt Gingrich is.
You're right. You're right. You're right. That's right. I will remain a loser no matter who gets married. That seems to be proven out. God bless him. See, that's why the polls are moving, because it's people like that. It's someone they know and they love. It's a
and
son,
I
it's
also
a
think
cousin,
it shows like Modern Family,
whose
show a normal, you know, a gay couple with, you know, problems and with happiness and
see, that's
everything.
That's what you need for any issue. You need a really good writer like Kara Leifer.
That's right.
And then suddenly, whatever it is becomes appealing. If Kara Leifer writes it, suddenly, you can see what I'm saying?
But you know what really is amazing about Modern Family and that I admire so much about that show? I have so many friends who just watch the show and say, the couple that I relate to the most are Cam and Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and it has nothing to do with them being gay. It's just their personality and what kind of parents they are and, you know, as a couple. And that really does change people's hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In a big, big way.
My favorite scene is the when he says, I hope he's not going to make a big deal out of the baby, and he comes out with a Lion King.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rich in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carol. Hey, Rich.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
About the birther people again, you know, we have a president who campaigned a solid 2 years. 2 years, we've got the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and yet these white, right-wing, fake Christian Looney Tunes seem to know something that they don't know.
Yeah. Yes, they forgot to do the vetting, apparently. So, yeah. Yeah, can you believe this is all? I mean, it makes me feel better in the sense that you go, really, is that all you got? Really?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
birther thing again in the Reverend Wright? Really?
I know. It's really quite pathetic.
He's a bad Christian Muslim communist Nazi.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. And you know, I got dragged into this. Apparently, I'm a racist. This is from John in Seattle. Hmm. The first males you called handsome and romantic and a cute voice were her dogs. Then she started using the same phrase in reference to President Obama. Now she uses about Van Jones. This perpetuates a racist framing of black males as animals.
Really?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I referred to lots of men as handsome and romantic. I can't help it. It's my voice.
Call me a dog, you racist. What?
I think Jim's handsome and romantic.
That came in from Reachville, USA.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
You have to ice down your groin after that stretch.
Wow. Okay.
Yikes.
I apologize for my racist dog voice. What? I once had the weird... Well, who hasn't had the weirdest thing ever happen to them in New York City once? But once in New York City, I was living there for a few months, and I have two giant white dogs, Great Pyrenees. And I was walking over to Central Park, and a nicely, you know, dressed black gentleman, I rounded the corner, and he just started screaming at me. He said, racist, racist mother with your white dogs. And I just, at first of all, I had an Obama hat on. So I was like,
that is, wow. That is really strange.
Yeah. And being overly, like, I almost felt the need to go, you don't understand, I'm actually, I'm a radio, I'm a really big Obama supporter. Like, I was going to have some discussion on the street in New York.
But speaking of dogs, can I make my plug again?
Yes!
Okay. American Idol tickets, the finale.
Yes.
I've gotten two tickets from the executive producer, Nigel Lithgow, who's a big animal lover.
That's right.
And if you Facebook message me, you can have those tickets in your hot little hands for the finale this Wednesday night.
Yes. And then what?
And all the money goes to two of my favorite animal rescues.
Okay.
Two of them.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Pepper Foundation.
Yay for Carol
Leifer. The senior dogs.
Aww.
Yeah. You're hungry, you're tired, you're poor, you're old dogs.
Yeah.
And then there's a Maltese rescue that takes all these little Malteses and spruces them up and puts them out there for adoption. It's amazing.
Maltese has already come fairly spruced, don't they? They're cute little white
You'd
things.
You'd be surprised how many there are in the shelters that just need a loving home, a bath, and a haircut, and there you go. Aww. You got your foo-foo purse dog.
All right, well, this could have ended badly. Man allegedly tied himself to a tree with genitals exposed to wait for anonymous sex.
What?
That could have ended badly.
It did not.
Well, I'm just... You don't know whoever comes by is going to be friendly. I'm just saying. In Ramsey, Minnesota, police say a man tied himself to a tree, put a blindfold on, exposed his genitals, and waited for anonymous sex near a public park.
Okay.
He did not get it, but he got arrested.
My first question is,
try that in winter.
How do you tie yourself?
You're like, Richard Quest, stop it.
Yes.
Richard Quest.
How do you tie yourself?
I like to stand around in Central Park with my trousers around my ankles.
How do you tie yourself to a tree?
Yeah, that's
hard to do in
I
and of
know.
Itself.
Right. I
don't because know. Because conceivably...
Tie yourself to anything, yeah.
Yeah.
He must have had some help.
Because you know how you did it, so you could undo it.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, want to see someone's life a little weirder than mine. Okay, 19 minutes. I'm not, at least I'm not that loser. I'm a loser, but not that one.
And at least you're not Richard Quest.
There you go. 19 minutes after the hour. Right back with Carol Leifer on the Stephanie Miller Show.
May cause dizziness, sexual nightmares, and sleep crime.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie. Don't be a hero, don't be a fool with your life.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 25 minutes after the hour. That'll teach you to be on the internet during the break, Jim. He wrote a story about a flesh-eating bacteria ate a man's penis after surgery.
Yeah.
Well,
that is a bad day.
They'll find the cure for it.
That's right.
That has to happen.
Now that has to happen.
Now it's going to get cured.
So that happens, yeah. Now it's going to be cured overnight.
Right.
Here's something for us gals. Gawker brings us camouflage. It's a camel toe proof panties have just been invented.
Wow.
Oh.
Hmm. It's a camouflage. The original visual privacy undergarment.
Wow. Brought to you by Dromedary Products.
Huh. All right.
Okay, that's just weird. That's just weird news. All right. Carol Leifer is hosting a pro-choice event here in Hollywood on Thursday. She's Ms. Cause.
That's right.
Also big animal rescue person, and she has two tickets to the finale of American Idol.
Right.
Facebook her. And
Facebook message me if you want those tickets, because they're going to go quick, but how
and also,
amazing. Be at the finale.
Because J-Lo's leaving American Idol. That's why I'm doing that, because
she's
hurrying.
Really,
well,
or is that
or
a little, what king we call in the business, posturing? Is that some posturing,
I don't know. Maybe
J-Lo?
The last time you can see J-Lo. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be the last time. And every cent is going to go to Animal Rescue. So Facebook message me about the tickets, people.
And you were saying one of your favorite charity, they have the older dogs. See, that's a real rescue person. My friend Trish, all the dogs she rescues are either blind, deaf, otherwise hate her and bite her a lot.
Oh.
And she...
here's a great story, okay? A few years ago now, you know, I'm on those APB email alerts, I'm sure you are too, about this dog is going to be put down tomorrow. If somebody doesn't get to this shelter, it's curtains.
Yeah.
All right. So this is around my birthday a few years ago. I said to my partner, Lori, it was two sisters who were both 15. Mm. And I said, they're going to euthanize them tomorrow. And she said, we have five dogs already. We're not getting any more dogs. I was like, please, it's right by my birthday. We're just fostering. We're not keeping these dogs. We're just fostering. We went down to North Central Shelter. These two old ladies, I'm telling you, we named them Cagney and Lacey.
Oh.
Because they're so bonded, like they both like take a bullet for each other. Anyway, of course, with the fostering, you know, I found a place, Best Friends has a senior rescue. I came home, I said to Lori, they're going to put them in their senior ranch. She's like, those dogs aren't going anywhere over my dead body. We fell in love with them.
Oh.
All right, here's the best part. So we had Lacey. For 2 years. She lived till 17.
Wow.
Okay, hold on to your hats for this one.
Okay.
Cagney is so loved and so happy, like a puppy, in July, God willing, she's going to turn 20.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah.
With no
love
Lacey.
Life, it's the best. So Animal Rescue, I'm telling you, adopting, it changes their life. You save a life, and it changes your life. It's the most transformative miracle you can ever perform.
Yep,
absolutely. Frank in Texas, you're on with Carol. Hey, Frank.
Hello. I called to say bravo to Carol Leifer.
Oh, you're sweet.
Because to use the term anti-choice, liberals should never use the word pro-life. There's a positive connotation to the word pro-life. Who's against life? So from now and forever, liberals should always use the word no choice. It's no choice versus pro-choice.
Yep, there you go.
You said it. And if you were going to be in Hollywood this Thursday night at the Standard Hotel, I would invite you to come down and party.
Yeah.
Stephanie and
there
me.
You go. All right, 29 minutes after the hour. Back with more Carol Leifer on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I make you laugh?
Ha!
I'm here to amuse you? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Ha! Ha!
Funny like Carol Leifer, that's funny.
That's right.
34 minutes after the
funny
hour.
Funny like a clown?
Comedian extraordinaire Carol Leifer live in studio with us. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. We were talking about you have a both a canine and human child.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
five rescue dogs.
Yes.
And a son. And now, a partner. But here's the thing, though, Stephanie.
Yes, Carol.
This is what I love about being, one of the things I love about being gay, about being a les.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is a big difference between being with a man and with a woman. Okay, like when I had been in relationships with men,
right?
When you sit down with them, you say to them, "Look, we got to talk."
Yeah, that's
that, like the run for the hills.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst thing. You live with another woman, you say, "Listen, we got to sit down and talk." It's like, "Hey, let's put on a pot of coffee and go all night."
Right. We're going to talk all night. This is awesome. Let's talk about our feelings.
Celebrate. No, it's really, yeah.
So, I don't know what kind of parent you are. There's a thing called attachment parenting. Well, first of all, we've heard about Alicia Silverstone regurgitates food into her child's mouth.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that was a little loony. Although, I admire her a lot because she is like me. She's a vegan because I felt that as a pro-choice lesbian, I wasn't part of a small enough minority.
No. You didn't niche that up more.
No, that was a little weird.
Alanis Morissette, still breastfeeding it. Well, because you know the Time magazine cover. How big was that kid? That was
3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he was getting carted at bars.
Yeah.
How old that kid is.
That's a little.
Alanis Morissette, still breastfeeding her 16-month-old. You know what? I'm not a parent, so I don't know when it gets icky. It's she's an attachment parent. She said, an attachment parent, I'll breastfeed, and I'll be breastfeeding until my son is finished.
Wow.
Which could be
when
college.
When he gets his driver's license, yeah.
Right.
Okay. As I remember from men, my days with men, they're never finished.
They're never finished.
Oh, no.
Isn't there a point, though, where you have to tell the child no? I mean, why are you letting the child determine?
She also said that he sleeps alongside her in bed.
No, oh, that's a big
We're definitely skin-on-skin connected as much as
God.
Yeah, I can't speak to the breastfeeding issue since we adopted our son at 10 months old. But I do think, though, my partner and I have very different parenting styles. I am a little more of, well, we both agree. The kid can't sleep in the bed with you.
Yeah.
Because that's it. Yeah, you got to have some space issues. And also, mommy and mama need to have some alone time.
Need to have some mommy and mommy time.
Yes. Around the
if you
dogs.
Can move the five
yes,
dogs.
Exactly. That's some contorted sex.
That's
going
the only
on.
Rule in my house. My dogs must never be moved, ever.
Yes, I know.
I love the whole, like, no dogs allowed on the furniture. I'm like, please, you better move fast in my house if you want to sit down.
Oh, yeah. No, we are like-minded. Our house, not one rug. It's all wood floors.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they're going to go, they're going to go. I've had too many, you know, beautiful rugs that became like outside with the free sign, you know, grab it while you can.
Free, good luck with that scent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Brad in San Francisco. You're on with Carol. Hey, Brad.
Stephanie, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Best show you guys I've ever heard, and I'm way mad I didn't wake up till 7:30.
Oh,
never heard?
First
right.
Thank God. Wow. Thank God. I've only listened since you got on Current. And
I'll still
Carol,
take it.
Dog bless you. I mean
you're
it
sweet.
From the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, but I want to talk about Phyllis Schlafly. It was in about 1967 in Walnut Creek, California, on North Main Street, and the Birchers had a little bookstore there. And somehow I ended up with a book by Phyllis Schlafly, 1967. Now this is 45, whatever that is, years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, that her picture was on the book, and she was an old lady then.
She is my parents.
I want to know how old this woman is, I submit that she's had Alzheimer's since about 1962.
Yeah, I don't know, but
her views are definitely from the Stone Age.
As our friend Judy Tenuta would say, she's older than God's underpants, I think. Because she touched me once, which was really...
Oh, no, she touched a gay.
Well, I didn't know, so she didn't know at that point.
I see.
But anyway... No, but she campaigned for my dad in Goldwater, so I was at a Goldwater Miller reunion in the 80s at some point, and she's like, oh, I heard you were here. Hi, I was dying to meet you. I'm Phyllis Schlafly, and I was already touching her, and I was thank you for setting women's rights.
Oh, my God. That's some bad cooties. Yeah.
And she was probably really old then.
Yes.
Well,
same hair.
Yeah. Oh.
Shellacked.
Okay.
Wasn't her thing The Total Woman? Was that her book?
I don't know.
Way back.
Who can say?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Carl in Nashville, you're on with Carol. Hey, Carl. Hey, Carl.
Carl.
Hello.
One letter
Hello,
away from my name.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Okay. Now, you know, earlier during the hour, you all were talking about the percentages of minority and white babies being born, and then you proceeded to call out the Republican Party on their racism. And to me, as a black person in America, you know, the easy answer to that question, why me personally, why I don't, and a lot of minorities don't support the Republican Party, is, have you ever watched a Republican Party convention? Do the words segregation mean anything to you?
Yeah, that's the worst job ever, yeah. Is the cameraman, yeah, at the Republican convention, when they say something about minorities, and you can see the camera, like, wildly, yeah, looking for something brown, and you go, oh.
Anything,
yeah,
brown.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then they just, I think they hire Martin Lawrence, and he just puts on a bunch of different wigs and dresses to look like different black people.
And there's Big Mama.
Yeah.
Big Mama's convention.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to Kaya in Tucson on the Trayvon Martin case. Hey, Kaya.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm a little nervous. I haven't been on the radio before.
But me neither.
I was listening. I was listening to the clip that you played with the guy trying to justify the or come up with the reasons why maybe Trayvon Martin should have been killed, because that's what it sounds like he's doing. We're gonna come up with all these reasons, and it just seems
right.
Like,
oh,
the
he said
right wing.
It was Geraldo. He said he was dressed like a thug.
Yeah,
I'm like, what? What?
So it seems to me like the right. Yeah, the right wing is, they're very good at crafting explanations for arguments that are just wrong on their face. And the way they do it with the Trayvon Martin case is the same way they're doing it with the economy. It's been proven that decreasing revenue by cutting taxes while also decreasing spending, it does not lead to growth. But
right.
No matter how much you show them this, no matter how much you say, or you can point out to them, look what Bush did, look what Reagan did,
yep,
here are the statistics. It's like, we're still going to make an argument for this, and that's what makes me think they're crazy.
Yes, well,
that's,
you are correct.
That's the only thing that I can come up with, is that these people, like, they have a problem and they're this little cult,
yeah,
of misanthropes. That's what, mm-hmm, I think. I think it's just a cult of curmudgeons.
Yeah, curmudgeons. Curmudgeon party.
I like that. That's,
well,
a good title for,
no,
something.
But they want to destroy the entire country if they can get some political gain out of it. I mean, they don't care about...
Well, I mean, Phyllis Schlafly, that was pretty naked, the fact that she said, well, it's because they'll vote for Democrats.
Right, yeah.
that's what's wrong with the brown people.
Yeah.
They,
yes,
won't vote Republican. What? Jim, did you see the new evidence in the Trayvon Martin case? Because she was bringing that up. I mean, it's...
Well, if
there is nothing relevant except the fact, as the lead investigator who wanted to charge Zimmerman with manslaughter said, he should have, it was utterly avoidable if he had stayed in his car as he,
right,
was instructed to. Who knows what happened? I mean, the lead investigator actually thought it was Zimmerman on the 911, you know, screaming for help, which it could have been.
Well, I didn't.
But
sound
he, it sounds like he's the one that provoked it. There was a
help, or I'll shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 days after the death, a woman called police to say George Zimmerman has racist tendencies and he's fully capable of instigating a confrontation,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Plus, all that evidence I've looked at, they're different versions of his alleged,
right,
head wounds. It just smells.
Yeah, one witness was adamant there was no physical fighting at the time,
uh-huh,
the gunshot rang out. You know, but that's what I mean. It's just all this stuff that, oh, he had some traces of marijuana in his system. How is that
that's
relevant?
That's not,
yeah,
relevant,
yeah,
at all.
No.
And,
yeah,
if a hoodie makes you a thug... I mean,
according to Geraldo.
Yeah, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook. Watch,
right,
out.
Hello.
Hello. Be
and
careful around
out
him.
That's probably why the stock didn't do well, because he looks like a gangster.
I've
like
got
a
some Skittles, and I'm not afraid,
yeah,
to use them.
Apparently, the Facebook stock is tanking today. Yeah,
I,
yeah,
think it's because people are pissed that the guy wants to move to Singapore. It's not to pay taxes. After,
right,
we've made Facebook this successful,
right?
Well,
he wants to move to Singapore and not have to pay taxes on the success he's, you know, achieved here.
That's right.
Just but saying, talking sure to you, Mitt Cayman Islands man.
But make sure to still use Facebook
marvelous.
To message me about those American Idol finale tics.
There you go.
there you go.
You are remarkable the way you get that in.
You are. You are just relentlessly.
What we call an operator.
That's
relentlessly
right.
Pluggy. Okay. Mark Zuckerberg updated his status to married. His Facebook status is now married. He got married over the weekend.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
They did that as part of the ceremony, actually. It was kind of cheesy.
Oh.
Yeah.
To longtime girlfriend Priscilla Chan.
Mm-hmm.
Who also just graduated from medical school this
really?
Week as
in,
well.
In
wow.
fact, they kept this wedding quiet by telling all of the guests that it was a party for her graduation.
Oh,
and so when all the guests showed up, it actually turned out to be their wedding.
Well, thank God she has a job, too, because, you know, they are going to be able to survive on one income.
Poor kids.
No, I mean, $1 billion only? Who's going to
right?
be able to?
No. Okay. Sherry in California on the Trayvon Martin case. You're on with Carol Leifer. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
this is about Trayvon Martin. You know, they talk about that kid was, you know, Zimmerman was all beat up. Could it have been the case that that kid saw the gun and he
yes.
said, look, I've got to fight
Sherry,
for my life?
Right. Mm-hmm. That seems what's more likely is we do know that he was running. Another witness said he was running away.
Right.
He was running towards his father's house. We know
exactly.
from talking to the girlfriend, he said, I'm scared, and this guy's following me. And he was...
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, likely. Obviously, Zimmerman confronted him in some way. And again, why would that be... Why would you not fight back if a guy's chasing you and he has a gun?
Exactly. And then they said when he did shoot him, it was at close range.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that was when he lost the battle. But thank you so much for talking with you. I love your show. I followed you on the radio and everything years ago.
Thank you.
When I saw you on Current, I've been watching it ever since.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Aw.
And you can follow her Thursday night at the Standard Hotel.
Oh, my God.
For
she
a pro-choice event.
Is
I
queen.
Come
you.
On down. Plug a cocktail with Stephanie and me.
Plug a Ramaville. All right, 45 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments of Carol Leifer live in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America this morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie
Miller. Oh, I shudder to think what Carol Leifer is doing on that BlackBerry of hers. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Actually more of a PinkBerry.
Uh-oh.
It's all happening.
You are embarrassing me, Carol Leifer. All right, Carol Leifer and I and some other fabulous people will be at the Standard Hotel on Thursday night here in Hollywood. She will be emceeing the Los Angeles Power of Choice reception.
Yes, between 7 and 9, around the pool at the Standard. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah. Dana Delaney, Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, get your tickets.
Yeah, go to StephanieMiller.com. We have a link up to how to get tickets.
Yeah, and if you're 35 and under, your price is more than half because we got to get young people into pro-choice.
Stop yelling. Okay.
I can't.
No. It's important.
Speaking of awesome pro-choice women, Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
The fact is, this election, if it is about the economy, the president will make his case that he has been a job creator from day one. And the president's record of job creation, taking us from a deep recession, almost a depression, to a hopeful place versus whatever the Republicans will propose. But they have stood in the way of every job piece of legislation that would be significant in that mm-hmm. regard.
What the Republicans do have, Carol Leifer, is birtherism again. It's back.
I really yep. cannot believe it. Because it worked so well the first
right.
time.
Now it's, Drudge had a the hypes and disappears another Kenyan-born Obama. To AP 2004 flashback, Kenyan-born Obama all set for U.S. Senate because it was a mistake that was in a publisher's pamphlet, I don't know, a thousand larvin years ago or something. And so it's
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
That's what they got.
I'm really surprised. Like, his stand on gay marriage isn't enough now.
Yeah. Right. I mean, because they run the same play every time. Fearmonger, divide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitt Romney says he's going to produce 500,000 jobs a month.
Sure.
Okay.
By implementing the same the standards that George Bush did.
And that made him 47th out of 50 states in job creation in Massachusetts. Yeah. Those same.
You know what? I'm just super excited till the debates. I am really excited for that because I think Obama is just going to cream Romney the robot.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen. It's going to be great.
By the way, Carol Leifer, animal lover, just alone, the story about him strapping to the dog to the car roof for 12 hours.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean,
dogs do not support Romney. I've spoken with them, and they are anti-Romney.
Most dogs are registered Democrats, it turns out. Yeah.
Yeah. Amanda in Florida, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carol. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Well, I was going to call and comment on the birther conspiracy, but I've changed my mind. I just read that Rush Limbaugh's ratings down here in Jacksonville, Florida, have plummeted 35%.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Just since the conspiracy. So now I'm calling to ask your listeners to keep up the pressure. Maybe we can get him replaced with somebody entertaining, informative, and fun, like maybe Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Oh, well, thank you.
Romantic.
I'm sorry.
Romantic?
Yeah, all right.
Let's keep it up. This is the South, so we need more of you. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Thank you. Yes, who can't agree on that?
Exactly.
Okay. Gloria in Illinois, you're on with Carol as well. Hi, Gloria.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm a long-time listener.
Thank you.
But, every time they come up with this, Reverend Wright.
Yep.
It makes my blood boil because I listened to his show when he was on TV, and he was a really impassionate minister, just like so many of them are. And he would, his people would go to different countries, and they knew about a lot of things that were going on. And he would talk about Daddy Bush and Baby Bush, and it would scare me because I said, well, somebody's going to try to get back at him because of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and the reason why Romney, it's like it's not principle. He wants, you know, he's like, don't look back there in the Mormon door. You know, he doesn't want to open the door to religion because.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, it makes it sound like he's somehow principled. And yeah. No, that is never the case with Mitt
Romney.
Well,
that would also bring up his church's own views on, you know, African Americans up until the late 70s.
And the magic underwear.
Yeah.
You don't want to get into that.
No,
Joseph Smith and the Magic Testicles. Spectacles, sorry.
Yes, pardon me. Laura in Pennsylvania, you're on with Carol Leifer. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
I just want to say thank you for trying to educate the ignorant minds that still exist in this country.
Oh, well.
And I just want to say, and Carol Leifer, I love you. I've watched you all my life. You're fantastic. But
yesterday
I was out, and actually I'm a big dyke in Pennsylvania.
Oh, awesome.
And we were at Home Depot. Imagine that. I saw a bumper sticker.
Thank you for calling Stereotypes R Us.
That's like our tea house.
Yeah, exactly. I saw just some of them, just, you know, little crazy looking up there. But I saw a bumper sticker yesterday that said, if you can't trust me with a choice, how can you trust me with a child?
Yeah.
That is a great, great bumper sticker.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now you're talking Carol Leifer's language.
You said it.
Danette in Georgia on the NAACP endorsing marriage equality, which is huge, I think.
Go ahead.
Yes, been jealous. Go ahead, strong black man for gay rights. I love it. I am so glad that they did that because now they can squash that Republican, what do they call, boondoggle, red herring, crap lie that black people are not for Obama. So
yep.
I think that's wonderful.
Yep. Yeah. There you go. Well, it's, you know why. It's because Fitty said so.
Fitty.
Fitty came out
Smith
in favor of gay marriage.
And Jay-Z, but then when Fitty said it.
Wow.
I'm just saying. There's, you know, then the debate's over.
Yeah.
Let's go to Paul in Seattle. You're on with Carol. Hi, Paul.
Oh, they told me not to say hi, so I won't.
No, don't say hi.
No.
Don't say hi.
Act like a Republican. If George Zimmerman had a broken nose and it hasn't even been 3 months yet, then it's still broken. It's not all the way healed. So there's still time to show us, George, that at least if you're not a murderer, you're not a liar. It's still there.
Oh.
They can still x-ray it. I've had plenty of broken bones in my life, and they all still show up.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, but, you know, I still think that's not the relevant part. You know, whether, I mean, again...
Yeah.
If Trayvon Martin defended himself to some degree, so what? Like, that's not the...
Not a reason to shoot and kill the kid.
Yeah.
And if you're a birther, My feeling is, how could a guy named Zimmerman not be Jewish? Come on, people.
He's Thank half you. Peruvian, isn't he?
He's part of my tribe. I knew it.
All right. Carol Leifer, is there a carollieffer.com? I'm guessing there is.
Oh, you bet there
and
is.
And we have a link to it at stephaniemiller.com in case you can't spell Leifer.
L-E-I. There you go.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. And don't forget, because I don't think she's mentioned it this morning, she is hosting a big pro-choice event Thursday here
Night
in Los Santa Angeles.
Jose.
I hadn't
Who's
heard
coming?
That.
Would you be coming, Stephanie? Yes.
Yes, I am. And also,
it's past your bedtime.
Facebook, Hershey has those two tickets to the American
Idol finale
to benefit Animal Rescue.
Going like hotcakes, but somebody could get them and help a lot of homeless animals.
These
Carol
are
Leifer, you are delightful in every way.
Right back at you. Can't wait to hang and have cocktails.
Okay.
Thursday night.
See you tomorrow, Stephanie Miller Show.